Ah, Gable, what an actor, what a hero, what a man.
You're right, Charlie.
Huh?
Yes, there's one man who deserves his reputation. He's handsome, talented, he's suave, and a real man's man.
Oh, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about Gable.
I am talking about Gable, Charlie.
Yeah?
Yes. And it's well for you to watch him, for there's much to learn.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't like to have this get around, you know. But Gable knows McCarthy's in town.
He does.
Yes.
I imagine he's quite concerned.
Well, now, this is strictly confidential.
Yes.
But Gable called me up the other day, and he asked me to take it a little easy out here in Hollywood.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah. Take it easy. Yes. You know, friendly rivalry.
Yes, I know. And what was the outcome?
Well, I promised him I wouldn't wear a turtleneck sweater, and he promised me he wouldn't wear a monocle. Oh, I see.
Is that the truth, Charlie?
Is that the truth? Well, I told you. Is it the truth? No. But it's a good line.
Yeah. Well, I see. Would you like to meet Clark Gable, Charlie?
Yes, I would. But don't repeat what I said, Berg. No, don't repeat. No, don't be a cad. No, I don't.
Clark, my little friend Charlie McCarthy wants to meet you.
Well, and I've always wanted to meet him. Well, so you're Charlie McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're Clark Gable.
Well, I'm Edgar Bergen.
So what? You know, Mr. Gable, I've written a poem about you.
You have, Charlie? It should be good.
It should be, but will it?
Oh, I'm sure it will.
Well, here's his. When girls are born, they start to talk as soon as they are able. And the first three words they ever say are Mama, Papa, Gable.
Say, that's quite flattering, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Now, I'll try to return the compliment in rhyme. Claudette, Carol, Sonia, Madge, Miriam, Joan, and Dorothy. What's the difference? What the name? They all love McCarthy.
Yes, yeah, McCarthy. You strained yourself a little there, I think.
Well, what did Keats's jelly have that we haven't got?
Well, rhymes, for one thing.
You know, Charlie, we should be great friends.
Yeah, we should. Even though we are competitors.
Competitors?
Well, yes.
Why, Charlie, I couldn't hope to compete with such a great lover as you.
No? Well, that's true. I am, oh, of course not. Well, now, what I mean is I...
Yes, I know what you mean.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to be more careful next time.
Well, no, frankly, Charlie, I admire you.
Uh-huh. You admire me?
Yes.
Oh, I really, I'm not so much.
Well, there's something about you. I don't know what to call it.
Well, you really couldn't call me very handsome, could you?
No, I couldn't. But I mean,
I know what you mean.
Well, then I'll have to watch myself from now on. No, but strictly, between us, Charlie, to what do you attribute your great success as a Casanova? Will you tell me?
Well, now, I really...
Come on, Charlie.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you can be frank with me.
Yes, I know, but does Gobble tell Dietrich?
Well, I'll keep it a secret, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you tell me your system, I'll tell you mine.
Of course, I'm giving more than I'm getting here. But I'm so generous.
Yes, of course. But what about the McCarthy system?
Well, I don't know how I do it, really. But I sweep them off their feet. It's love at first sweep.
I don't approve of those tactics, Charlie. In my opinion...
Please don't interrupt, Bergen. You're listening to experts.
I see it. Well, is that the complete McCarthy system, Charlie?
That's all, so help me.
Oh, sounds very simple.
But effective.
Yeah.
Now, how do you operate?
Well, Charlie, now, my method is... it's quieter. Dinner invitations and romantic speeches.
Uh-huh.
You may be right, Clark, but I've always found
that... What have you found, Bergen?
Pay no attention to Bergen, Mr. Gable. He's so naive, you know.
Well, I don't want to seem critical, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I still say personality is the answer. Now, I'll call Dorothy L'Amour over, and when I smile in her eyes, watch her swoon.
Yes, you do that, Charlie, and I'll show you how I take her away from you.
Gentlemen, is this a private contest?
Why, no. Have you anything to contribute, Mr. Eddie?
Yes, I have. You've forgotten the most important of all systems. Huh? A song is the way to a woman's heart.
All right, Nelson, we'll give you a chance to prove it.
Well, now, fellows, I'll show you the difference between winning a girl and making a fool of yourself. Oh, Dottie.
Yes, Charlie.
Mr. Eddie has something to say to you.
Dorothy, do you enjoy the old love songs?
Yes, I do, Nelson. I think they're beautiful.
Well, I have only this to say. Just a song at twilight when the lights are low.
That's very lovely, Nelson. But don't strain your voice.
Oh, may I sing the rest of it to you when we go out this evening?
I'm sorry, Nelson, not this evening.
What do you do for an encore, Nelson?
Why don't you mail her a copy of the song? All right, batter up. Mr. Gable, next.
Dorothy, your eyes are alight with the dark beauty of the ages.
Thank you, Clark.
You walk like a goddess. Come down amongst men.
Thank you, Clark.
Will you join me for dinner tonight?
No, thank you, Clark. Not this evening.
The score is nothing to nothing. And it's the last half of the ninth. Home run McCarthy coming up. Dottie, darling.
Yes, Charlie, dear.
Now tell the gentleman why you wouldn't go out with him this evening.
Because I have a date, Charlie, darling. With Edgar Bergen.
Wow.